This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the... Hey, look at... As far as I'm concerned, this is an hour of sanity for you. And all the crazy stuff that's going on out there in the real world, all right, I'm going to give you real information about what's going on around you. You can do what you want with it. You can throw it away. You can use it for toilet paper. You can say, oh, all right, Joe, that's just garbage. That's not real. Or you can do something about it. You can get involved. Get involved with your kid's school. Get involved. I mean, just simply get involved. There's a lot of stuff that's happening at your kids' schools that I find it amazing sometimes. I get emails from you. Did you know this was going on? Did you know that was going on? It's like, yeah, I kind of, at least, if I didn't do anything else, I at least peruse, if I didn't do this as a job, I'd at least peruse the news every day. I want a clue. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what my kids are up against, especially in school. I want to know what they're up against. I want to know what the teachers are telling them. I want to know, you know, look at, even before I got heavily involved in this stuff, I used to ask my kids when they came home from school, what are you learning? What did you talk about today? You know, social studies, math, whatever, whatever, whatever. I want to know what was up. Right? You can do the same thing. It doesn't take a whole bunch. It doesn't take a whole bunch of effort just to simply say, hey, what went on at school today? Did you have fun? What did you learn in class? Come on, share with me what you learned in class. You don't stand over them and browbeat them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you were taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. Really, there's no reason to. They put these labels out there to scare you. Right? I mean, look at... If the Dems actually had some substance to run on, you'd hear about it. You'd stop hearing about all this Russia stuff, and you'd hear about more about what they were going to do. And I'm not talking about the pizza mantra either. Some of you guys know what I'm talking about. You'd actually hear about what they had going on. And I don't even know where to go with this. Because the more I see what they yell about, what they're upset with us about, what they believe we could or couldn't be doing as Republicans. It's just amazing. If you're in Denmark, you may want to partake of some new programs they have in place to really help you. You know what? The terrorists really, they really just need to be loved. They need to be understood. We need to reach out to them. At least that's I can't stand it. At least that's what they think in Denmark. Seriously, I get the biggest kick out of this. Because they really believe that, you know, hugs and kisses fixes everything. And it doesn't. So the police in Denmark have set up a controversial new program to stop the spread of radicalization. They're hoping it affects the terror attacks. Because we all know that if a terrorist would just, if mommy would have just hugged him one or two more times, right? There wouldn't be any problems. So in Aarhus, Denmark's second largest city, authorities are using a method referred to by some as the hug a terrorist method or hug a jihadi. This, they hope, will help de-radicalize. And they're serious. They're not joking. So they hope this will de-radicalize the homegrown terrorists, or the homegrown jihadis, if you would. They're trying to change the minds of potential Islamic extremists by supporting them and offering them kindness, that rather than treating them as, you know, outcasts and or criminals. Because, God forbid, we should call a terrorist an outcast or a criminal. It might upset them. Shh. Don't say anything. And don't tell them that's what I'm thinking, too, because you might get me in trouble as well. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. You listen to The Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Hey, the Michigan School District has put out a dress code and or a do's and don'ts of what you should or shouldn't do on campus, or what you can and can't do on campus. But parents who happen to be awake and have two brain cells rubbed together really are up in arms about this. Why, you say? Because the Detroit Area School District sent a packet to parents that lists the U.S. flag among the items that are banned. You heard me, banned. The U.S. flag banned by the school dress code. Now, students' dress should not interfere with the learning environment, says the Roseville Community School official. The following are prohibited. The items include the typical slippers and saggy pants and spaghetti straps and bare midriff tops, but between hats and or headgear and low-cut shirts, the U.S. flag is one of those. Listen, now, is that a shirt that looks like a U.S. flag? Is that a coat that looks like a U.S. flag or has U.S. flag colors? Come on, think about it. I mean, don't you think that when you see the U.S. flag, don't you think about how bad, how nasty, how much violence that incites, right? Isn't that the feeling you get every time you see it? That would be me. It's just nuts. So when they sent it back to school packs, this was in there, big bold letters. One parent, I can't repeat what they said, Roseville, you are a blankety blank blank disgrace for banning the U.S. flag T-shirts. The superintendent should be fired, said one parent. In the United States of America, how dare you ban our flag? Let's ban the superintendent. I like these people already. Here's the deal. It's one thing when you're using it to provoke an argument, to provoke a fight. We've seen that happen on school campuses. It's another thing if you truly love your country and you're a patriotic guy and you want to wear a flag T-shirt. And I know some of you veterans don't like that, but I want to encourage the kids to be positive about the country, to love their country. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Ray Comfort joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Ray Comfort joins me. He's been on the show before. We're going to discuss his new movie, Exit, The Appeal of Suicide. Ray's the founder and CEO of Living Waters, and the best-selling author of more than 80 books, including Hell's Best Kept Secret, Scientific Facts in the Bible, and The Evidence Bible. He co-hosts with actor Kirk Cameron the award-winning television program The Way of the Master. It's seen in over 200 countries. He's also the executive producer on the movies Audacity, 180, Evolution versus God, and so many others. Ray, thanks for being with me. This is heartbreaking. We're not talking about it. We're making excuses for our young people instead of actually helping them with the truth that they need to push through. First of all, thank you. Thank you for doing what you do. I mean, seriously, for doing the movies you do and shedding light on these issues. I really appreciate it.
Well, the whole suicide issue's got the excitement of a skunk with halitosis. I mean, it's just a horrible, horrible issue to deal with. And we're trying to get people to watch a movie called Exit on suicide, but it's a very, very positive movie, especially the end. Something happens that'll make you cry for a really good reason. And so we're encouraging people to watch it and to use it. Our our YouTube channel has had over 46 million views. So this is the way to reach the world legitimately, because people get to hear the gospel like a fly on the wall. They haven't got a sweaty, loose-tied preacher pointing a finger at them and making them feel uncomfortable. They can listen to other people hear the gospel and not feel intimidated. And it's a fascinating way to take the message out, and that's what I've done with Exit.
Well, I watch you do these interviews on the street. I've been paying attention to you for years, and I love the way you approach it. A very simple, a very logical way of asking questions, getting people to think about things they never really take the time to think about. And I come across what I jokingly refer to as the Bible thumpers who are going, they're screaming at you that you're going to hell. You don't start off that way. You start off asking very reasonable, simple questions that people don't normally think about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's called the Socratic method, apparently, someone told me years ago, where Socrates would ask his students questions rather than tell them. He'd just ask them questions. So I ask questions to people they normally don't get asked, like, do you ever think about dying? And people say, yeah. And say, you're afraid of dying. And they, it's a litmus test for the pride of the human heart. If you say to someone, are you afraid of dying? And they say, no, when you're dead, your number's up. They've got a proud heart, because everybody's afraid of dying. And so often people say, yeah, I really am scared. I think about it all the time. And so that's what people, and that's fascinating to hear people talk about subjects not normally talked about. There's a huge elephant in the room that's going to stomp on all of us. We're not talking about it, and it's great when someone opens up and talks about it. So that's what our movies are about.
I agree with you. So why this movie? Why about suicide now?
Well, about maybe a year ago, I saw a country and western singer on television talking about the fact that she had chronic depression, and the doctors had given her drugs, and the drugs didn't really help her. They debilitated her. It was like a straitjacket and a pill. Her hands were shaking, her face was contorted, and my heart broke. For a guy whose face goes contorted, yeah. But for a woman, it's just humiliating, and I went and I began to study the whole subject of chronic depression, and found out that the bigwigs, Mayo Clinic and others, haven't got a clue what causes depression, and so they can't address the issue.
Oh my God.
They don't know what causes depression, and they say, called World Health Organization, 150 million people are depressed. I guess they must follow American politics.
Yeah, probably. They don't know what causes depression. It's amazing to me with all the new science we have, all the gadgets. When you go into the doctor's office, we're told to rely on science. Yet on this one, there's a big butt kiss, right? I mean, absolutely no clue.
Yeah, and that's why our movie is unique, because we put our finger on what it is that causes people to, like Bruce Springsteen, stinking rich, if I can use the word stinking.
Yeah.
And yet utterly depressed to a point of crying, and he doesn't know why. And so many people, I haven't got a clue why I'm depressed. And it's because they've got everything, and they're still afraid of dying. They're still fearful of death. The book of Hebrews says, every human being is held captive by the fear of death, a haunting fear. It's like standing on the edge of a plane 10,000 feet up, waiting to jump, and yet you haven't got a parachute. Well, when you become a Christian, you're given a parachute, so that changes everything. Think of the difference between a man who jumps without a parachute, how terrified he'd be, and a who jumps with a parachute, how his faith in the parachute would give him a sense of peace when he jumps. And that's what it's like as a Christian when you pass through death. And that takes the depression and the fear and the haunting fear of death out of life. And that's the message we've got for this generation.
Ray, it seems like there's an increase in suicides, but is it because of media? Is it because that we have more access to seeing what's going on? Entertainers are held in such high esteem. You're seeing these entertainment people, commit suicide in higher numbers. And are the kids just following along? I mean, give me some answers here.
Yeah, I don't know how old you are, Joe, but in the 1950s, you didn't lock your door in your house. You didn't lock your car. People didn't murder and rape like they do nowadays. And it's because America was considered a, quote, God-fearing country. Time magazine says in the 1950s, 98-99% believed in God. The Ten Commandments movie by Cecil B. DeMille was the Star Wars of that whole decade. It was just a massive award-winning movie. People just loved it. So people had purpose for existence. They were created by God. They had a reason to live, and they had a hope of heaven, most people. Now, what's happened in the last 15 years or so, 20 years, is there's been a revival in atheism, and that's got its benefits. The benefits of atheism, there's no God, there's no right and wrong. I mean, you can fornicate your heart out, watch pornography, lie, steal, blaspheme, get into homosexuality, and it's not right or wrong. There's no right or wrong. That's the honeymoon. But when the honeymoon's over and the storms hit and all the joys of that kind of fade a little, then suicide becomes an option because there's no right or wrong. When America feared God, people say, I shouldn't commit suicide. God frowns on that. But when there's no God in the eyes of a generation, suicide becomes an option, a frightening option for you and I, but not for a generation that thinks they're nothing but monkeys or primates. They've been told that by their universities, and there's no purpose or reason to exist. In fact, statistics say that. They say among people who don't have a belief in God, suicide is much, much higher.
Well, because you're done, right? I mean, you're going through all this pain and sorrow. I'm not making light of it, so don't take it that way. But you're going through all this pain and sorrow in your life. You don't see any light at the end of the tunnel, as they say. And if you kill yourself, that's it. It's over. Black. No more pain. And you don't know it.
You fixed it.
So what's the big whoop, right?
Yeah, you fix it. Well, actually, the train, there's no light at the end. Tell, there is a light, but it's another train heading for you. So that's what life is like. And trial after trial after trial, things go wrong. And, you know, when you're a Christian, you just learn to handle it. You send your roots in deep. You know that the winds blow to send the tree's roots deeper. And but if you're not a Christian, you don't have those roots, and down you go, and we've got a whole generation like that. And I'm mortified. I'm frightened. I've never wept so much when I produced a movie as when we produced this. It was just tear after tear after tear when you realize what's going on. Because you don't hear about suicide unless a celebrity does it. You don't hear about the 42,000 or the 20 veterans a day that are taking their lives.
No
the tragedy
kidding.
Of what it's leaving
behind. No kidding. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. You're going to make me cry. I'm telling you, I can feel it coming on, and I don't cry. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Go grab some tissue. Come on back. We got more with Ray Comfort after this. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Now, what a better country to live in, where we can openly worship, we can openly thank God for the things that we have, for all those men and women who have fought for our freedom. Really, seriously, people, you need to think about the blessings that are in front of you on a daily basis. You know, the poorest person in this country, not that we should have poor people in this country, but the poorest person in this country lives better than, you know, the mainstream, if you would, in some of the poorest countries in the world. We've got a lot to be thankful for. We've got a lot to be thankful for in this country. Anyway, I've got Ray Comfort with me. He joins me to discuss his new movie, Exit, The Appeal of Suicide. Ray is the founder and CEO of Living Waters Ministry, the best-selling author of more than 80 books, including Hell's Best Kept Secret, Scientific Facts in the Bible, and The Evidence of the Bible. He co-hosts with the actor Kirk Cameron the award-winning television program The Way of the Master, seen in over 200 countries. You've been executive producer on the movies Audacity, 180, Evolution versus God, and so many others. Ray, thanks so much for being with me today. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, it's good being here. Thank you.
You know, we were just getting into, and you're so right. I am a trustee on the school board in Southern California, and I see some of these kids. There's I don't want to say death, but there's a deadness behind their eyes. There's no hope. You know, they look at the future, they look at what's going on around them. There's no excitement there for them. Having a lack of God, in for me, for Joe Messina, if I didn't have a relationship with God, if I didn't have a relationship with Christ, life would be pretty miserable. I can only imagine what these kids are going through today.
Yeah, I don't want to make light. I'm going to try and lift this a little bit.
Yes.
in the sense that we've got chickens at home. We've got a dozen chickens, and I've learned how to make them lay. Believe it or not, I say to the chickens each morning, "What's for dinner tonight, ladies? Eggs or chicken?" And they pump them out for me. You know what? You know what sends me into worship, Joe? Collecting eggs. Each day I go out there, and I know these chickens are dumb. Seriously, they've got pea brains. They can't train them. They're just dumb chickens. But they do what men do. You throw wheat and scraps off your plate, and the next morning they give you a hygienically sealed package that you can fry, poach, or make into an omelet. Doesn't matter what color food you give them, yellow yolk, white. And it's just absolutely amazing. And you get a rooster, stick them in there, and these little hygienically sealed packages produce a chicken. They reproduce after their own kind, and it lays more eggs for you. So I'm just blown away by the genius of God's handiwork. We can't make eggs, we can't make chickens, we can't make roses or anything in life. We can't make anything from nothing. And so my whole life is one of continual worship. I look at the sky, and I don't see the sky, I see the hand of God. I look at clouds, and they blow me away, great big puffy clouds with, you know, 350,000 tons of water in the clouds waiting to drop at the right time and bring the earth life. And so when you're a Christian, things change. God opens the eyes of your understanding and gives you a song in your heart. And I hear atheists say, you say God said to worship him. What an egotist. And you think, you don't know what you're talking about. You see a beautiful painting. You've got to praise the painter. And so when you're a Christian, your eyes are opened up, then giving worship and praise to God is like the bird of an early morning, the song of an early morning bird. You just can't help it. And so we just want to reach the world with this glorious gospel and give them hope.
You know, I talk to some of these people and say, hey, what is so bad about getting up in the morning? Look, if you're wrong, I mean, I'm sorry, if I'm wrong, if there is no God, I've lived my life for a higher being, doing better for others, with others, and that kind of thing. And if it's black and darkness when it's all over, so what? If you're wrong, okay, and you've been living like there's nothing else on the other side, and there is, I don't know. I don't think it's an extension cord long enough to turn that air conditioner on for you. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, the
I'm trying to make light
of it. I hear what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, why wouldn't you try to understand and at least give my God a try? Give my God.
Yeah, open your heart.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, just listen to this. You've got nothing to lose. You have and everything to gain. You know, all these shows...
Can I just address that?
Yeah, please,
go
ahead.
You know,
yeah.
This is what the atheist believes. An atheist believes the scientific impossibility that nothing created everything.
I know.
That is intellectual suicide. It is insane to believe that nothing created everything. And when I meet an atheist, I say, okay, tell me this, you're an atheist. Do you believe the scientific impossibility nothing created everything? And their eyes go blank, and their mouth goes a little bit like a road tunnel. I say, no, you can't believe that. And I'll say, oh, yeah, well, it's something, but it's not God. Okay, well, you're not an atheist. You're also not an agnostic. You just don't know. You look at a building, and you don't know if there was a builder. You think the building could have made itself. And what you got to do is go to the conscience. Don't stay with the intellect. Intellect's a place of argument. You go to the conscience and say, well, let's see if you're a good person. How many lies are you told? Have you ever stolen something? Ever used God's name in vain? Ever looked at a woman to lust for her? Because the Bible says when you do that, you commit adultery in your heart. And suddenly the issue changes. And they see they're in big trouble on judgment day, and they need God's mercy, which is in Christ. So there's a real great biblical way to reach these people, and it's not by appealing to their intellect and trying to convince them of something you know that they know in their heart anyway.
Yeah, Ray, I like to, I know maybe it's the wrong way to do it, but I like to play with them a little bit and say, do you realize how much faith it takes for you to believe what you believe? I believe in a God that I can actually tag, you know, with creating this world, creating this universe, and being actively involved in my life. You sit there and have to have faith that out of absolutely nothing, what you call the vacuum of space, which didn't exist, all of a sudden, two atoms that didn't exist, that came from something somewhere, you know, found the perfect intersection to collide in this vast, big universe that you talk about. Do you understand all the points of faith you have to have to bring all that together? It doesn't make sense at all. I always enjoy that kind of conversation with them. Well, I don't want to get too far off track here with this because I think this is really important. You know, over the years when you asked me how old I was, I'm going to be 58 this year. So, you know, my teenage years were in the 70s. You know, and I've been able to watch as the decades go through, you see the fads that come and go and how people are influenced by what? They're influenced by TV. They're influenced by the, you know, radio, the songs that they listen to. Now you've got all this stuff coming at these young kids visually. And they're so influenced by that. You know, there's that series, Netflix series 13. It's all about suicide. You know, we went through the werewolf and the zombie. I mean, it's like all this dark, negative stuff that we're throwing at these kids on a regular basis, and we wonder why they're so depressed. Am I off here?
No, you're on. 13 Reasons Why is the Netflix series where a young lady, for those who don't know, the heroine, female hero, commits suicide, but she sends an audio tape to 13 of her friends saying, you're one of the reasons I killed myself. You know, you raped me, you did this, you rejected me. And I watched the suicide scene. I was actually at a Christian school speaking to 200 kids. All the kids, I think, had heard of 13 Reasons Why, and about a dozen had seen the suicide scene. I made myself watch it because of our movie, and I know what special effects are. I know how they do this, but I went to hyperventilation and just started weeping because what you see is this girl fully clothed get into a bathtub, and then she gets a razor blade and slits each of her wrists lengthwise about 3 inches, and as she does so, she's going, and it's horrific. You hear her mother say, "Sweetheart, are you okay? There's water coming out from the bathroom door," and it's just horrible. What the producers have done is, number one, they have caused their hero to commit suicide, so there's going to be copycats. Number two is that they've shown you how to actually do it. And number three, they've forgotten about cutters out there. Cutters, kids that cut their own wrists, mm-hmm. slit them, just make them bleed with razor blades and knives. What they're actually doing is practicing. On exit, I talked to a young lady who's contemplating suicide all the time. I says, "Isn't that scary?" And she says, "Yes, but you get used to it."
Oh.
Cutters are getting used to it. For you and I to cut our wrists long ways with a razor blade and let ourselves bleed is horrific. But someone who's a cutter is getting used to it. And especially when they don't think there's right or wrong and don't fear God and have no purpose for existence and trials are coming their way and they've got this rejection syndrome. Where, I don't know if you know about it, but we tend to all react the same way. Surgeons will go to a certain part of our body, and they know where the heart is, they know where the liver is. We're all made the same. We're made the same spiritually. If we're rejected, we go like this. I feel hurt. I feel rejected. Then there's a self-pity, resentment, anger, hatred, depression, suicide. It's always that way. And that's the way of this generation. They're taken into depression, and they contemplate suicide. So that's why we produced the Exit, because we have a positive movie on suicide. We don't leave people floundering with no answer. We say there is light in your darkness. There is purpose for existence, and this is how to partake in it.
We're right up against the time, so I'm going to hold this to the next segment. But I want you to think about during the break, first of all, why do people commit suicide? I mean, I realize there's a darkness there. I realize that, you know, they don't see any hope. Actually, let me rephrase that, because we've already been through why people commit suicide. They don't have any hope. They don't see anything. I want you to give us a biblical argument behind why are we against suicide? Why are we against go seeing God? We've had it here. We're done. Let's just go see the Creator, get this thing over with. I mean, I have Christian friends that actually talk like that. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. More with Ray Comfort right after this. And his movie, Exit, Why is Suicide Becoming So Popular?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Ray Comfort joins me, and I do appreciate his time with me today. He's discussing his new movie, Exit, The Appeal of Suicide. Now, Ray is the founder and CEO of Living Waters and the best-selling author of more than 80 books, including Hell's Best Kept Secret. His wife, Sue, lives in Southern California, where they have 3 grown children. Ray, thanks for being with me today. God bless you for all the stuff that you do. Well, thanks for being with me today. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So, in case we run out of time here, tell people where they can find the movie, where they can get more information on you and that kind of thing.
I appreciate that. It's theexitmovie.com. We really do appreciate it when people download. If you can go to theexitmovie.com, gives you the details.
Ray, we kind of talked about it during the break. I want to come back at it now, which is there is a biblical argument against suicide. But listen, if you're that depressed, you're feeling that down, you feel like you're in that dark space, you know, some people, even Christian friends of mine, say, why not just get it over? Why not just be in the presence of the Lord and finish it up? Why wouldn't I want to just be happy? Help me understand.
Yeah, well, Philippian jailer gives us the answer. Remember what happens? Paul and Silas have been beaten to a pulp, chained up, and at midnight, and they're singing hymns to God, and all the other prisoners are listening, and there's an earthquake, and suddenly the doors are open, their chains fell off, and that's a type of the gospel. When Jesus died on the cross, there was an earthquake, and our chains fell off. The doors were open, the chains of sin and death fell off, for humanity, and the door of heaven was open. Doors of heaven were open to us. So what a glorious gospel. But the Philippian jailer didn't know the prisoners were still there, so he gets his sword out. He's going to commit suicide. And the reason for that is, in Rome, they had a great way to make people do their jobs. If your prisoner was gone in the morning, you suffer the death that he was waiting for. If it was going to be crucifixion, whatever, so it just meant you're diligent in your work and make sure your prisoner's there. Well, all the prisoners were gone as far as this guy was concerned, so he was going to end it all real quick with a sword rather than be crucified over a day or so. And Paul calls out, "Do yourself no harm. We're here." They were all there. And that's the reason we shouldn't commit suicide. That's the reason we shouldn't. Suicide is doing yourself harm. God did a miracle. And if you take your life, you stop the intervening of God. God does the impossible. You see it with Moses on the Red Sea. There's no way out. Pharaoh's heading for him. People of Israel are moaning. He didn't say, "Let's all kill ourselves." No, he said, "Stand still and watch what God does. Watch the salvation of God." Same with Daniel in the lion's den. Impossible situation. He looks up and there's lots of lions licking their lips and look at him for lunch. What does he do? Hit against the wall, kill himself before the lions chew him to pieces? No, he trusted God, the Bible says, and God did a miracle. So if you take your life, you're stopping God doing a miracle. Job asked God to kill him. Things were so bad for Job, he says, "God, kill me, kill me." But he didn't take it into his own hands and say, "I'm going to kill myself." That didn't enter his mind. That's the mind of a Christian. You don't do yourself harm, because if you do, if you take your life, you're stopping the miracle intervening of God, because with God, nothing is impossible.
Hey, Ray, I got to ask you to speak to some of my Christian friends. This is a common conversation I have with some of my friends, and I don't want them to take it the wrong way. If you're a Christian listening to the show right now, I am not trying to browbeat you. I'm not asking Ray to browbeat you. I'm trying to do this from a loving standpoint. I want to be clear about that. I don't understand, when you have Jesus Christ, when Christ is the Lord of your life, how do you get depressed? I mean, my daddy owns every blade of grass on every hill on this planet. You know, do you know what I'm saying? I don't get it, and I want to be sympathetic to them, but I don't get it.
Well, we all have times of gloom. We all have things that don't go right, and it's kind of depressing, but you don't let it take to a point where you want to commit suicide. Charles Spurgeon suffered from severe depression, but he said this. He said, "Sometimes moving from London, the gloom of London with its fog, to the blue skies of the French Riviera lifts my spirits." And it's true. Green gives us a sense of peace. Red makes us angry. If I was wearing red and had red carpet, red walls, you'd soon see red. But blue gives us a sense of well-being. So sometimes it's psychological that we just need someone to lift us up. We need to go move to the French Riviera. Well, that was before terror. That's before terrorism raised its ugly hand. But yeah, sometimes it's a natural thing. Sometimes it's spiritual. Sometimes I get depressed. I don't know why, but we rest not against flesh and blood. But I always have Romans 8:28. It's the great safety net scripture. All things work together for God's good, to those that love God, to those that are called according to his purposes. And the problem is with many Christians is they've got one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God. They don't read the Bible daily. I ask congregations all over the world many times, "Do you read the Bible every day without fail?" Because if you do, the Bible says you'll be like a tree planted by rivers of water. You'll bring forth fruit in season. Your leaf won't wither. Whatever you do will prosper. And if you don't, you're going to be shallow, and the winds of adversity blow over you, topple, and you lose your peace and your joy. So it's vital that you give everything to the Lord. There's a dumb kid story I heard years ago about a train called Tootle, and the train would come down the track and long to leap off the rails and be free like the little horses he saw leaping around in fields. So one day he did, and all he got was disaster, because the train is designed to run best when it's in the confines of the track. And it's only when you give all to God, you put all on that track, you say, "Lord, I'm yours, every part of me. I wouldn't consider suicide because I know you'd frown on it. Everything belongs to you." So that's what every Christian needs to do. Present your body as a living sacrifice. And then realize all around you there are people heading for hell. There are problems bigger than yours. Get your eyes off yourself and on other people, and that'll really help you. Nothing lifts people out of depression like evangelism. Go and share your faith with someone, and they'll lift you up.
You know, in the movie, you spoke to a lot of young people. I got to give you credit, because, you know, here you are, a stranger. They don't know who you are. You're coming up. You've got a microphone in your hand, and you're talking to them about suicide. This isn't like, what's your favorite color, what's your favorite band. This is not what the conversation you're having. You're having a pretty deep conversation with these people about suicide. How did you get these kids to open up to you? How did you get them to trust you enough to talk with you?
It's this fake New Zealand accent.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, that I'll try that. Next time I'm out there, I'll try one of those.
Yeah, give it a try. Now, I was amazed. I said, Lord, I need to talk to people about suicide. I got about four in a row that just opened up, and it amazed me that they did open up, and it showed me that these young people, that when you watch them open up, and one guy says, I've tried to commit suicide, and he says, I tried hanging myself, I tried taking pills, I tried a gun, and the gun jammed, it wouldn't work or something. I said, three times? He's actually six times.
Yeah.
And to hear him just open up and be honest, and I'm able to reason with him and say, you don't want to do this. And same with the young lady who's been checking online and how can she best commit suicide. So I said to her, would you sell one of your eyes for $1 million? She said, no. So would you sell both for $10 million? No. See how much you value your eyes? So how much more is your life worth? And you don't want to just end it all with a gun to your head. You've been given the most precious gift by God, so don't leave him out of the equation. You know, the Bible is the world's instruction book. The Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, I think, is the acronym. But it really is, and we have ignored the instruction book. People mock it, but it tells us how to make a marriage work, tells us how to work best as a human being, you know, how to function best as a human being. And it's not to give yourself to this thing called sin. Sin is like heroin. It starts off really neat, and then you become a slave to it. It's like alcohol. Starts off really neat, and then you become a slave to it. And it takes you to death and hell. So it's vital that people hear about what Christ did on the cross, that he proved his love for us by dying on the cross, taking our place, and then and being born again and having a new heart with new desires with purpose for existence.
Yeah, you know, this is a big deal to young people. I mean, and I don't want to call it a fad. I don't mean it that way, but it's talked about in such an open and easy, I won't say lighthearted, but it's almost like it's common conversation for these young people. When you talk about something enough, right, faith comes by hearing. When you talk about something enough and it becomes more and more acceptable, then it's an option on the table. And especially to my Christian brothers and sisters, you've got to reach out to young people around you. You really got to talk to them about all the wonderful things in their life and the things that God has in store for them. So what do you say to someone who's sitting on the edge of a building, they're ready to jump, they, you know, life is just not worth it for them anymore, and you get that minute to be with them before they make that decision? What would you say to them?
Okay, this is not going to sound like I'm answering your question, but it is. I've got a friend who's this happened in Utah in 2012. My friend's brother was taken by a group of masked men with knives. They knocked him out, cut open his chest, took out his heart, and no one did a thing to stop them. Oh. And it really did happen. And it sounds horrible. Now, let me tell you the story. I've written a book called How to Battle Depression and Suicidal Thoughts. And it begins with this. A guy is on a bridge going to jump. It's foggy. It's the Golden Gate Bridge. And a stranger comes up and says, please don't jump. He says, I'm going to jump. I don't care what you say. He said, well, let me tell you about my friend's brother saying you're going to jump. He says, go on, tell me about your stupid friend's stupid brother. And he tells him the story I've just told you. And so the guy who's going to jump says, that's sick. That's evil. That's one of the reasons I want to kill myself, because of these horrible things that are happening. And the stranger says, it wasn't horrible. It was wonderful. And the guy says, what are you talking about? And the stranger says, they were surgeons. They were masked surgeons with scalpels, knives. They knocked the man out through anesthesia, cut open his chest, took out his old heart, gave him a new one, and no one did this thing to stop them because he was saving their life. And the guy goes, oh. And he says, oh, indeed. He said, you just changed your mind about something being evil to being wonderful because you were given information. I've got information for you that will change your mind about suicide if you will listen. And then begins a discourse between the stranger and the guy who's on the edge, and it's just wonderful. I got the manuscript back, and this sounds weird, but as I read the manuscript, I started crying. And it's my own book. It's fiction. I made it up. But it's a very moving story because it's filled with truth. And it ends, and you see what happens. The young guy just says, after a few chapters, he says, would you take my hand, lift me up out of it? I've got to get out of this place. I've got things I need to do. Because he was given that information that changes the mind about suicide.
Yeah.
And so it's a powerful book. And you get that as a download when you download, a free download, as you get exit.
You know, right, give people information on our way out here, information about your ministry, get more information about the movies. People need to see these things.
TheExitMovie.com. The mother of our ministry is livingwaters.com. That's where they can not only link to the free movies and listen to free audio tape, get free stuff, but they can also get our books and other things.
Ray, I appreciate your time. I really appreciate what you do.
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure.